In the Lord's Prayer, you will know here that for about 25 years now, we have prayed it with the words, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." And in the Bible, three words are used: debts, trespasses, and sins. And they are used in a very short progression in time. When Matthew first writes out his gospel, in the very beginning of the gospel, he concentrates on the word debts. By chapter 18 in the gospel, it has become trespasses. By the time we get to the gospel of Luke, which is about 20 years later, it has come to sins. So the word debts that Jesus uses has got many meanings. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Abba, Dad, Father, Holy Keeper of the universe, can I have a little of your time? I need to talk to you." And we talked last week about daily bread. And now we look at this simple phrase, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." What in the world does that really mean? Matthew chooses the words carefully. I believe Jesus used the word carefully because it was for Jewish people. If you were a Jew, you grew up knowing the entire story of the Torah. And you remembered that when they moved into the Holy Land, the day after they got there, the manna stopped. And no more would God provide for them every day that they had to go out and get it, but they would have to work the fields of the ground that he gave them. And along with that, they were to remember the Sabbath. And there was a special Sabbath. Every 7 years, everyone who was in debt to anyone else in Israel, the debt was forgiven every 7 years. And you went back without penalty to where you were. And on the on the 49th year, everything went back to the beginning. It would be like taking an Etch-a-Sketch and working on it for 49 years and then going, oops, and shake it and start all over again. Boy, I hope somebody remembers what an Etch-a-Sketch is. Man, I just realized how old. Oh, gosh. That was before computers, kids. Okay, all right. At the 49th year, every family was to return to the ground which had been given to them when they came into the land. Everyone was to return to that point, so that there would always be everything needed for everyone. How long do you think that worked? About 6 years. They never got to the seventh year the first time. And there is no evidence that Israel ever kept the Jubilee. Ever. But they understood that in the mind of God, no one was to become so indebted to another that they would be virtually enslaved. It would be more simple here to say, how many of you understand the concept of student loans? Okay? How many of you expect to pay your student loans off before your children graduate from high school? The odds are probably not many. Then do student loans become another form of indentured servanthood? Yes. This phrase, "forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," rings loud in our time with the first meaning. It takes us back to the understanding that God feels that all ought to be treated evenly. And Susie, that burning you have that you talk about for the discovery, and that doctrine, it comes right back to this. that all are to have a share of what it is. That all, no matter the color, no matter who they worship, no matter where they walk, all deserve what God gives, because he makes his sun to shine on the evil and the good, and his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. This is the God who we pray to. Now, along with that and underneath that and twisted together with it is that tremendous understanding that this is about what we owe God. Faithfulness. Not money. Can I tell you? And there's not one finance committee that likes me to say this. I'm sorry, God doesn't need your money. I'm not saying we don't to do things that we're here to do for him. I'm just saying God doesn't need it. So I can't guilt you into giving something because God needs it. What God says is, I give to everyone. And I expect everyone to have the opportunity to share. You know, in that story where Jesus looks at them and they're complaining about the fact that she poured that expensive ointment all over his feet. And he says, you will have the poor with you always. And we all take that as an excuse to say there are always people who are never going to work hard enough. They're always lazy people. They're always going to be poor. That isn't what it says. What that means to the Jewish person is, you will always have a reason to share what I have given you. That will never go away. You will always have a reason to share. If that's really true, then God has literally forgiven our debts ahead of time. God has forgiven us for being unforgiving, for not sharing, for not caring, for taking our personal feelings to be more important than everybody else. What I wear, what I eat, where I live is more important than what happens to anyone else. And that is absolutely not the will of the one who forgave the debts and said, every 7 years you will set them free so they may not be in indentured servanthood, so that you cannot take what I have given others for yourself. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. The debt part falls right in there. Because what we owe God is faithfulness, love, our attention, actually doing what he wants us to do with things, sharing, giving, loving, sharing love and kindness, as well as the physical things we have. Did you hear what we said in our liturgy? God calls us. He formed a way through the ocean. What ocean? This is the Red Sea. Who was the mighty one who blew the waters apart and brought his people through? It was God. Who was the mighty one who brought them through the desert and provided them manna and water and quail? Who was the one who gave them the Holy Land? Who was the one who had done all? Who is it that we owe anything to? God alone. It's not how smart I am, or how hard I worked, or how smartly I invested, or whatever I did with anything else. It's what God does. What have I done with the forgiveness and love God has given me? Kids, when I talk to you about bullies, this is where this all fits in, just so you know. I wasn't trying to just find some reason to get you up here. When I talk to you about bullies and how your love and forgiveness changes them, it's God's love and forgiveness that changes us. And when that love and forgiveness is shared, it changes the lives of other people. There's nothing more powerful than a loving person to say to one who has hurt them, I forgive you. There's absolutely nothing more powerful. When we say, forgive us our sins, we don't pause and then quietly mumble behind our breath as we forgive those who sin against us. We say it with honesty, and we say it as we mean it, as we forgive those who sin against us. This forgiveness of God, this grace of God that wipes away debt, that wipes away servitude, that wipes away slavery to anything, that wipes away all of these pieces, is what Jesus says when we pray we ought to ask for all the time. Not just once. Not just occasionally. Regularly. When you pray, pray in this way. Dad, I need your help. Your name is holy. I want your will to be done in my life the way it is in your kingdom. I want your kingdom to be in my house. Give me today only that which I need, and let me understand that you will do the same thing tomorrow, so that whatever I have, I can share and not be left out. And forgive me what I owe you and have not paid, as I forgive those who do the same. What is it I owe? I owe God love. What is it other people are owed by us? Someone who has hurt us, what do they owe us? Respect, love, to be treated fairly, to be treated justly. When they've sinned against us, they've sinned against that. God's will for us all. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. What a people Jesus wanted to make. He wanted to give everybody a chance to be what Israel didn't do. He wanted to give everybody a chance to be the people Israel should have been. He wanted to give all of us the chance to be the way God intended. And now there is no Sabbath day wait. 6 years you can be a jerk, but in the seventh year be nice and we'll let you go. No. Every day, all the time, love and forgive the way God loves and forgives us. I can't tell you the number of times I personally have prayed past that little piece and not taking it as important as it is, and not feeling in it the tie that draws me back to the Creator, that draws me back to the day of rest, that draws me back to knowing that God gives everything. I'm grateful, really grateful for getting the chance to talk to you about this, because it has given me a chance to be personally reminded that this short phrase is not as quick and as simple as just saying, I forgive you for everything you've ever done against me. It's a whole lot more about, I will treat you the way God has treated me. I will share with you. I will love you. I will forgive you. I will be the child my Father wants me to be. We'll gather our own.